Hey, what to do on deck? Cause it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed that mashup, man. A little extra something on our feed if you were following, looking closely. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Appreciate the feedback we got on that. But, of course, this is the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast. Let me tell you what we're talking about. We're continuing the March Madness, okay? We picked out the teams, well, should I say the labels that are playing in the bracket. Now we seeded them, and we're going through the first round. All right, we got our respective brackets. Hopefully this shit don't get busted, man. This is brought to you by Realville Media Group. You already know that. Do me a favor. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out the other podcasts on the network.
And when you say other podcasts, you do mean the Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Hove, Big Jeff, How Weezy over there doing their thing. This week they let you know who won, who lost in free agency in the NFL. It just passed. Also, brand new Fresh for Dummies episode. How you gonna get fly this spring 18? Animal Brown and J-Hove gonna let you know all about it. Go to the website, check out everything, read up on all your favorite co-hosts. Let us know what you think about what we're doing over the brand new episode starting right now.
Do what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, aka ASAP Broccoli. Follow the kid, Animal_Brown, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Yes, sir. I am Spike Lou on all your favorite social media sites as well. What you have shaking this weekend, sir?
I don't know why I keep saying Snapchat. Rihanna just killed that shit.
Snapchat down out here in these streets.
They took a mean loss when she shitted on. I said, damn.
It's 800K, 800 something.
I thought it was a billion.
Yeah, 800 some million. I thought it was 800 million.
Y'all pissed off the wrong R&B singer.
Before that, the other little Jenner chick had pissed on it.
What's her name?
Two Kylie. One of them.
Kendall.
One of them. One of the popular.
Start with a K.
Yeah, one of them.
man, what I have on deck? I ain't do shit. What I watched, that motherfucking that Aaron Hernandez, that tripped me out.
Was that good?
It was good, but it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. If this would have been an ESPN 30 for 30, it would have been great.
I heard he didn't do it.
Yeah, they flopped. Nah, they,
somebody told me he didn't. Listen, somebody told me about that Monday morning, and the first thing he said, well, he may not have done it.
Nah, he may not have, but him and two other, it was four niggas in the car.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
And then 5 minutes later, it was three niggas in the car, and the fourth person was found shot in the middle of nowhere.
So he knows who
did. If he didn't do it, he know who did. It's one of them three dudes in the car.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Tragic story, though.
I might check that out, man.
What you have on deck?
Slow Motion, Bill Ocean, man. I went to go check out some live music down here at, I think it was Cafe 290. Pretty Fly. Had some of it on my snap, man. So y'all check that out. I found me a new barber. Mm. He shook it, so I'm enjoying that.
Need your money back.
No. Got me right.
I'm finna get with Deion Sanders.
You need a
get
hair
busy.
You need a hair transplant.
Hey, y'all don't let. Hey, I get hair, it's a wrap. I'm telling you right now, I'm going braids and everything.
Don't even worry about it, fam. Don't even worry about it.
I'm going braids.
It's a wrap.
Immediately.
It is a wrap.
Braids by August.
We appreciate y'all tuning in to the On Deck TV Podcast, man. Go to the rap chat on Facebook. Y'all check that out. Join in the conversation. Let us know what you're thinking about what we got going on. Post some comments, post some questions, post some topics, whatever you like to do.
Absolutely, man. Big boy episode coming up. Round one was the selection show was last week.
Tough.
This is round one. Mm-hmm. We've got our respective brackets, and we're going to read off a couple of the poll results on Twitter. Shout out to everybody that voted.
Yep.
But you know how we get down, man. Let's get through these topics.
What you got? What stuck out to you this week?
The game. Stop me if you've heard this before. The game is involved in an online beef with someone.
You're lying.
Over the weekend, the game called Tekashi 69 a fake blood during a concert overseas.
Oh, man, you got a breaking news thing?
Absolutely, you're right. prompting the crowd to chant fuck 6ix9ine, which is kind of weird. that doesn't sound awkward at all. Tekashi fired back on social media, game responded, and the IG war officially started. Now, neither one of us really give a shit about the beef with the blood, and I don't give a fuck about all that. But my question is, has beef overshadowed game's musical accomplishments?
what accomplishments? I think his musical accomplishments are beef. That is like what he's done.
That is not true.
I feel like every time that you speak about him having a project, there's some type of beef tied to it. He got to be beefing with somebody. He went through it with everybody. 50, Dre, 40 Glock, his homie, his brother. Like
Stitches.
He's literally beefed with everyone. And to me, it do kind of make him gimmicky. It kind of makes him like, because Game can rap. You won't ever hear me say that he can't rap. He's talented. But, you look at him and it's like WWE. Shout out Big Jeff. That's what it's like, man. It's like the 10 good seconds of wrestling. You get it, you do it, and then he out of there. It's like always a gimmick behind it. It ain't never about the bars.
First of all, beef can't overshadow a super solid 8-album run, which is what Game is on right now. Not to even count the double-digit mixtapes.
The run is over, bro.
He's at the end of the day.
The run is complete.
Nah. He still got a little left in the tank.
No, he don't.
He's still looking for an assistant online.
He Lance Armstrong out here. That run done.
He got a little left
still
in the tank.
Steroids a wrap.
Even if at the end of the day, double digit mixtapes, 8 albums, like, stop. That's a nice, that's a but cool resume.
What you gonna remember him for?
You're gonna remember him for bringing
beefing
the West back.
I'm gonna remember for beefing with 50.
No.
G-U not the big rat. I'm gonna remember Game for that.
You're gonna remember
like when you Google him, that's what's gonna pop up once he stops rapping. That's what it's gonna be. Or the TV show he was on.
You're going to remember that Game for bringing the West Coast back when it was quiet after Pac died. Nah. Everybody know that.
I ain't saying he didn't do that.
That's where you're gonna know him.
But
for.
You're not gonna remember him for that.
I mean, you should. Because he got
overshadowed
shit
in the tidal wave now because of all the gimmicks. He don't even get the respect that he should.
Now, he get overshadowed because of Kendrick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kendrick shit. Well, I ain't saying that Kendrick shits on him.
Nah.
Other, like, I don't ever hear Nipsey speak about him. I don't ever hear, like, Dom or Scoob. I don't hear any other popular West Coast acts.
YG does.
Used to.
And he co-signed him on his Tekashi beef, too.
Who did?
YG.
I mean, anybody gonna co-sign that? That was a layup for Game, and he picked little easy layup beefs too.
But he funny on social media.
Yeah, he is funny. Like, he does it well, but I'm just saying it overshadows like him being a good rapper.
He beef with Meek too.
Yeah, like, yeah, come on.
It's a lot of beef.
And Sean Kingston.
He ain't got no project about to come out.
Didn't him
though.
And Drake have a little something for a second?
I don't know.
Nah, because they did the little song. No, they didn't.
That song was banging, too.
Yeah, it was banging. Game thought he was going to get an album out of that.
It's a rap.
The little buzz died down quicker.
Now, I'll say, dude career, he has a very solid, and it's beginning to be underrated if we're talking about beefs.
Or
we're going to be remembering him by beefs.
It's not underrated.
That's going to prompt me to say his shit is underrated.
No.
He'll be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, fourth ballot.
What?
Easy.
Fourth ballot.
You're
speaking as a fan, a fanatic. You're not being biased at all.
Can't argue with 8 albums. Check that Carfax.
I mean, 8 albums is cool, but like, you like all of his albums though, right?
That's not true.
I'm asking.
He's not batting 1,000. No one is.
How many albums is 8 do you like?
5
and it
6.
God, no, my car risked my case.
Easy.
Yeah, you're real biased because
he's got 5 or 6 good albums.
Yeah,
I mean, he makes good music.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I didn't say he couldn't rap. I'm saying that he's clearly overshadowed by the beef. People, especially casual fans, know Game for his antics.
No one
knows him for like. All right, what's your favorite Game verse? Let me ask you that.
I can't say
there
that.
There we go.
Of my head,
here
bro.
We go.
I can't say that off the top
his
of my head.
His most popular song.
What's your favorite Nelly verse, dude? I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't even.
Boom. Easy.
Ripped single off the top of his head.
Hey, that was it. That's my favorite Nelly verse. He ripped it.
No one, he ripped Air Force Ones way harder than that.
But you had a Nelly verse, but you can't think of one for this Game guy that you love. Come on, man. So like I said,
I have a favorite.
He's
going to
be remembered for his antics. And his most popular song that most people, especially not deep in Game fans like yourself, it's probably them 300-400 bars that he had designated at 50 that was behind beef. Like, man, it all goes back to beef for him.
That's just a clip in his arsenal, man. He's versatile. He can
do
the beef
shit.
That's
his gun. That's his shit.
The only reason we remembering that is because it's on some What Have You Done For Me Lately, because and now he's in the age of social
15
media.
Years ago.
Nah, the beef shit that we're naming now is in the age of video and social media with Stitches and him fighting 40 Glock and Tekashi. That's all today shit.
Yeah, and that's all continuously happening in his career.
He still also made good music, though. Shout out to that documentary, too, and that 1992 True. Fire.
I never said he didn't make good music. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's more beef than music.
Speaking of Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to talk about Nelly.
What up, Dirty?
During an IG Live video, the Saint Lunatic made somewhat of a bold proclamation. He stated that the former Ruthless Record NWA member DOC was the biggest what if in history. Now, of course, we remember he was a key player in NWA's success. Dropped one solo album, had a car accident that ruined his voice. That made Dr. Dre have to step into the booth, and of course, the rest is history. Is DOC the biggest what if?
To Nelly, maybe. And I won't lie, I didn't know before I seen the NWA how cold he was or what he wrote.
Yeah.
And then I heard a little bit of the album he was supposed to come out with or whatever. And it was cool, but that was a little bit before I would give him credit for that. Like, I can't give him that from that generation yet. Who I would say it would be.
Don't cheat either.
Dramatic pause. Mine is fairly simple and it's a cheat. Like you said, don't cheat.
Who?
Mac, No Limit.
That's not a cheat. I'll tell you
what.
That's
my what if. That's my Mac. I feel like if Mac hadn't never got convicted for murder, those two No Limit albums that he had, probably the best No Limit albums that ever existed, that Shell Shock and that World War III. Well, no, the Shell Shock, excuse me. But I feel like Mac was the artist. He had a Southern appeal to him, but he also had bars, and that was before that was actually a thing. And he could have took off. He could have been T.I. before T.I.
Yeah, nah, I can't. Mac is my dude, but I don't know if he had the star power to do that. The reason why people say DOC was going to blow up was because he like that whole hip hop, that little flow and shit was gone. Like, he was doing gangster street shit that Dre took the flame and kind of kept that going with. So I understand why people say he was next up. He wrote damn near all of that NWA shit with Cube, and Cube took off. So people think DOC was next. The cheat code would be big. That's the cheat code. He had two albums. He died at, 24, 25? But, and what Nelly also touched on this, people give Biggie his props as being one of the greatest. And he at least had two albums. DOC only had one. Now, the other cheat code would obviously be Pac, because he died at 24. And he had a whole life of shit ahead of him. So we didn't have no clue where that was going to go. I can't. Mac was the shit, but I can't. He just ain't got the star power like they claimed DOC was gonna have. His album came out in '89, which is before my time.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
I was a young buckaroo then.
If you talk to somebody a little bit older than you, they'll probably co-sign that shit though.
Yeah, they might say that too. But like I said, I missed that DOC era, so I wouldn't know. The Pac and Big thing. Nelly said that too. Or you added
no.
That in,
Nelly mentioned Big, but he didn't say anything about Pac though, which is somewhat disrespectful.
Gotcha. Man, I don't know.
Nelly might not even listen to Pac.
Relax, man. It shows you don't listen to Nelly.
He might not even heard Pac.
That's a legend right there. Murphy Lee was a star. Could have been a star, excuse me.
Yeah, why not then? You can't have two stars on one team.
That was one reason. But I think Murphy Lee could have been as big if Nelly wasn't that big. If Nelly had just like plateaued it somewhere around gold, and then they had to roll Murphy Lee out. Murphy Lee was cold. He could rap.
That's a fact. What about Mystical?
That's a good one.
Because he was about to take off.
When he went to No Limit, that was big.
Nah, when he left No Limit, he had the hits with Pharrell, and then he got locked up.
Oh, okay. Before he had the rape charge, I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah, he had two. He was the only surviving member of No Limit. I mean, not counting Snoop.
True. I could see that.
So I was like, damn, he was about to take off. What about Shine?
Shine is a good one.
That's
too.
One.
Now, that's one that could be mentioned. I will put up there.
One album. Well, yeah. One real album.
Had the big comparisons. It was right during the Bad Boy era. Yeah, that's a good one. Shine is a good one.
I thought he was going to be, shout out to J. Ho, that's his man.
Yeah,
I thought Shine was going to do big things. And
that first album was bang.
That first album was tough.
It's a little overrated, but it's good. Real good album.
Yeah, I can understand what Nelly's saying, though. One day I'm going to listen to that DOC. Mm-hmm. One of these days. No one can do it better. All right, man, next up.
Have fun with that.
T.I.P., man, King of the South.
Okay, pimp.
Well, the artist formerly known as the King of the South.
Not always going
to
be.
He took to social media the other day to play some unreleased material like he had in a stash. Fans quickly noticed one of the beats he played sounded very familiar. It was a stir-fry beat, man, the Migos have been cooking with for the last few months. T.I. explained that Pharrell gave him that beat sometime around Paper Trail, early 2014. But the beat was originally made in 2008. One Rapper's Trash is another rap group's treasure. We've heard of a few rappers passing over beats that turn into smashes. Is there anyone that tripped you out the most?
Man, I had to look up and see what year it was. You said they made it in 2008?
Yeah, be old as fuck.
Man, for real, beast, man. I had to add some sauce to it or something. Like, Quay had to step in there and do something to it.
Nah, it sounded just like it.
Really?
Tough. Same beat.
Damn.
Amazing.
For this, I'm going to go Pusha T passing up on Niggas in Paris.
Man, hey, listen. And I don't even think he would have done that justice, and, though. Shout out to Pusha.
Just relax. Push?
He not doing that justice.
Push? Kanye would have still been in the room. He would have gave some guidance on it. Push would have murdered that, though. And he passed on it, and I quote, he said, "Hell no, this shit sound like a video game."
Come on.
End quote.
And this who you make president? Come on, y'all.
I just feel like I want to hear Pusha T on the Niggas in Paris now.
I don't think he would sound that good on it, though.
I think he would.
Because that beat got like a little bounce to it, man. Pusha T just really don't be bouncing like it. Like, that ain't really his flow.
I liken it to that him being on that Don't Like beat.
They took the beat out on him, though. That's what I'm saying.
He was murdering that part that he was on the beat, though.
He ripped that.
Yes.
Okay, two parts to this.
Yeah.
1 to 10, how hot is T.I. that he turned up this beat, though?
T.I., now,
because he had a storied career.
You talking about not doing justice to something? Like, no.
Absolutely. He wouldn't have done none of this?
No.
Damn.
Like, the Migos' little style and flow, like, that beat fit what they got going on anyways. Like, that's why I say it's ironic that he made it in 2000 or whatever. Because it fits them perfectly.
It's cause
and I don't know, just because we heard them own it.
Yeah, they made it there.
I couldn't, now I can't hear T.I. on it. And that's one of them things, like, it's like when Wayne took Mike Jones' beat.
Yes, guys.
I could never hear Mike Jones on that again.
First of all, you disrespecting the hell out of T.I. by putting him in the same sentence as Mike Jones.
No, I'm
his record making capabilities are frying Mike Jones's, though. That's shout out to Mike Jones.
That is a fact. Don't even confuse me saying that.
I will say one that tripped me out. First of all, I don't think T.I. is hot about this, though. He's had a long career. He's had plenty of hits on his own. He got checks coming in from hits probably in 05, 06, 07. So he's not losing no sleep. If this was somebody who just really needed that, like, say, a Lloyd Banks when he passed up on Hot Nigga, he freestyled on that Bobby Shmurda and just did a regular, I'm going to give these 99 bars, and that was it. And Bobby Shmurda turned that into a smash.
Tough.
So I would be hot about that if I was him. Jay-Z passed up on Black Rob's Whoa. That's crazy.
Drake passed up on Aston Martin Music.
I mean, he owned it, though.
I mean, he on the hook.
And he made it.
That Lost Drake verse on there, he absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, he shitted on that. Jay and Nas passed up on We Gonna Make It.
See, I'd rather hear Jay than whatchamacallit.
What? Jada and Styles over Jay and Nas going back and forth?
Who says they even would have did it like that? I don't feel like they had the chemistry to do it like they did. That's all I'm saying. Puff Daddy, 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah, he was hot about
that one got taken, actually.
He had to come see Drake about that.
That's just the whole thing was about. Kid Ink had Mercy.
Mercy.
Lamborghini, Mercy. Kid Ink wouldn't have done nothing.
Thank God Kid Ink didn't get a hold of that, because we would have been cheated out of a banger.
Fat Joe had Candy Shop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. D12 had In the Club.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Dre. Dre probably sent the cease and desist on that.
They
had it and was working on it for like 3 months. Like, nope, bro, give me that back.
Them dudes passed on that. They said they couldn't do nothing with it.
Oh, God.
What if 50 would have never got there?
That's why. You can't do nothing within the club. That's why you where you at, bro. That's a layup. Oh, my God. Drake passed on Unforgettable.
The Sway Lee.
Yeah, he gave that to French.
I'm so tired of hearing that goddamn song. Jesus.
Now, what about this? Your man's DMX, Heart of the City.
Oh, yeah, he passed up on it. He would have killed that.
No way.
Man, what?
Better than Jay?
Not better than
Come
Jay.
Come on.
It would have been good hearing him on that type of beat.
I would like to hear him on like a remix, though.
It would have been like on like a slipping type vibe. It would have been tough.
Kanye made Gold Digger for Shauna.
The
DTP.
Oh, wow. He said he hates performing that song, though. He said he hates that shit.
I bet he do. Two more. Notorious Big, your favorite song, Doing It.
He passed up on LL Cool J's Doing It.
Yep.
Queens in the building.
Big said, no, hold on. What did Big say?
I can hear him on there, though.
Yeah, I could. Big probably would have murdered that. LL ought to be happy.
Yeah, he would have killed that.
Yeah. And Ghostface Killer, Girls, Girls, Girls.
I can definitely hear that.
Yes, and it wouldn't have been nowhere near as good, but it would have been all right.
Myth Bleak passed up on Old Boy.
Poor guy. As long as I'm here, Meek a millionaire.
Yeah, it don't even matter.
If I ain't in my will somewhere. Shout out to Meek, though. Last one, Pump
Memphis
It Up.
Memphis Bleak. You said Meek.
I mean, yeah, Bleak.
Jesus.
Pump It Up. Hov passed up on that.
Just to get back on it.
Just to get back on it and murder the Joe. Shout out to Joe. All
right, man, moving on. Last one before we get to this music break. Drake. A couple days ago, snippet of a new Drake song hit the net. Goes into a frenzy. It's featuring a Lauryn Hill sample. The song is called Showing Off and was leaked without permission.
By?
I don't know.
Lauryn Hill's son.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did say that shit.
The only person that had a copy.
And they got a weird name, too.
Yeah, I thought it was Zion.
Oh, it was. And I thought it was something different. I don't know. The record label swooped down, sending out a cease and desist letter to all parties involved. In 2018, do leaks still hurt?
No, man. Like, he's supposed to ride that wave and go in and drop that. That song, like, it didn't even seem like, I don't think it was new. The little bit of the clip that I heard, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think the cease and desist was rather strong. This seems like something typical that would come out of the Lauryn Hill camp with, you know, how she conducts business, yeah. From what I've heard. But, I mean, I don't see no strong reason to send this letter, nor do I see how leaks can hurt you nowadays because there's such an influx of music. You can get a stream anywhere. You can pull up any song that you want to literally at your fingertips, whether you're going to an app for that streams mixtapes or it streams licensed music from one of your subscribers. You can pull up damn near anything. And by the time that streams is going to be on sound, excuse me, by the time that comes, leak gets out, it's going to be on SoundCloud or whatever it may be, and it's going to get you pub. You're going to be trending, so you might as well run with it.
What's the difference between a grainy cell phone footage in the studio with a 30-second clip and LeBron working out to somebody's song for 30 seconds that don't come out till next month? There's no difference, dude. They both create buzz. That's exactly what the fuck you want.
Exactly.
Leaks do not have the same effect. We're not talking my whole album leaked 3 months in advance. Just a clip of a goddamn song that got people talking and people want to hear it. Oh, shit. Drake over another Lauryn Hill sample. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. So, but here's the thing. I know Drake camp. We know how they get down. They shit calculated. So they're probably sweating bullets because that's not how they planned it. They probably had a rollout for it. They got the video probably on deck. Treatment for that. They move very strategically. So I can see somebody in OVO being a little tight about that being leaked because they're very specific with that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it's Drake. I mean, you don't get to be Drake by letting no loose ends just sit out there. So I understand that aspect. So I guess I do take back it being kind of over the top for them to do so. But I mean, just to the point overall, a leak is it doesn't matter nowadays. We're at a point where the currency that's most popular is fame. It's popularity. That's
being
the most popular.
About.
Yeah, being talked about, trending. What's in the news? You want to be that. So, I mean, it ain't bad for an artist to get a song leaked. Actually.
They might have leaked that shit in house.
Yeah, they probably did it and made this big of a deal out of it. That's how cold they are.
You people, our album leaks are dead. Like that shit ain't been news.
Yeah, when the last time an album leaked?
That shit ain't been news in years.
Yeah,
and like, that was huge in the mid-2000s. Yeah, that was a epidemic.
Yeah, because you go buy, what leaked? What, Blueprint leaked? Black Album?
Everything leaked. Jeezy.
That 50?
Every major release leaked.
From 2005 to 2009.
I say until about 2012, 2013, it's been quiet.
Yeah.
That shit, they changed the date, dropped shit on Friday, dropped it digital, and everything been cool.
And they don't got no rollouts, too. That's another
that
thing
too.
They don't have. They don't really give people time to look for it and be like, oh, where is this at? Who's the engineer? Oh, let me holler at him. Oh, he got a bag for that. Nope.
I wonder if people going to start tomorrow. Doing that with movies. You think that could work with movies?
What?
Instead of rolling, instead of doing a traditional
just
trailer,
drop
6 months in advance, then the trailer number 2, 3 months in advance, then 40 commercials a week of, and then everybody doing interviews the week of, if they just drop the movie. Drop one that was notable, though.
I was going to say, it has to be something that's like, you know what, like it has to be Black Panther 2.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Something like a franchise or something.
Yeah.
Like they tried to do it with Netflix. They drop shit out the blue on Netflix,
with the big names, Letterman dropped his talk show thing out of the. Chris Rock just popped up on a Friday. So yeah, they can.
But what
do
if Stranger Things 3, season 3 just came out tomorrow? That wouldn't be huge.
It would, because people would be floored. All the tweets with people reacting to the new Stranger Things surprise.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying.
It'd be on Good Morning America. Yeah, that would be big. But yeah, you could do it with Netflix. I don't think you could do it in the actual movies unless it's a franchise.
It's too much money on the line in the movies.
Man,
you can't even roll the dice on that shit. You can do it on Netflix because motherfuckers will get to it when they get to it.
Or it could be one of the it would have to be also be a franchise, but one where you wasn't expecting a part two.
I can see that.
If they just hit you on a random Thursday and be like in theaters tomorrow, and you be like, "Whoa, what? I didn't even know that was coming."
That's true.
Well, you got so many Reddit conspiracy theories and productions that have to be done, and so many people that will have to keep that shit a secret. They have a hard enough time keeping Game of Thrones, big shit like Game of Thrones, a rap without the shit leaking. So yeah, that'd be hard.
That'd be dope if it happened, though. All right, man. First song break. The aforementioned Lloyd Banks. We mentioned him a little bit earlier. He's got a new joint. It's called Sugar Hill. We're gonna check this out and talk about. Banks was talking about retiring for about 5 minutes on live, man. Let's see what he hitting on, man. Sugar Hill, let's check it out.
Ain't got no time for B-rolling, I'm thinking classics. My back is against the world, armor plated with ratchets. Perhaps there's something wrong with my mind and I'm thinking backwards, but it seems the devil latches on you harder when you got the package. Fuck understanding, all we ask is you stay in your lane, embrace your bracket, clip of acid in my army jacket. Certain the day I retire, I'm in the Raptors. You actors and ungroomed bastards in need of practice. Still getting wiser, OD off my appetizer. Nothing left to do but strive to with back-to-back on spiders in the hood on fire. God bless the child that turned provider. Your honor, I swore to live good, excuse my karma. Righteous grammar, ducking propaganda. Spanking AR, hold the crib down. Number them when they shot Montana. In front your plan, I hold a hostile manner. They want you in and out the slammer. Keep you out of fly coops and cameras. Paper highs, my demand is. Bring life to the canvas. Give it all back, should I be damned if I just said I vanished. Millionaire at the minimum. Seek the mesmerizing. Seems to kick, so come when you're down. It couldn't be better timing. The finest dining, here's the enterprise. And build an empire, not to be televised. The time goes on, it's hella diamond. Still pissed, I can't rewind the glitches. Only time for business. Jumping hurdles, it'll work itself out in chaotic fitness. Exotic wishes made to polish dishes. My chase a dollar hitless. Make sure my babies get their college tickets. On my head game, they want to see me off it. That faking leaves me awkward. Me and you clashing, that's an easy forfeit.
All right, man, that was Lloyd Banks rapping over the classic Sugar Hill by AZ. How you feel about that?
Are we sure Lloyd Banks didn't retire during this song?
No, that's a Lloyd Banks verse right there.
He didn't retire during this song. It sounded like he wasn't interested at all.
Blue Hefner.
It sounded like somebody made Blue Hefner.
That's not what he called himself.
It sounded like somebody made Lloyd Banks do this. I feel like he should have just stayed on the bench if that's what he was going to do. I don't really think Lloyd Banks is into rapping.
Nah, 50 has said that.
He probably good with words and shit, was smart in school. He should have just stayed retired, man, because he sounds miserable.
He retired for 8 minutes online. he sent out a tweet that was kind of cryptic, and people thought that he was hanging it up. People went in, and then he jumped back online and said, "Man, I'm not retiring, but I hope y'all give me that same coverage when my project drop."
Were people distraught when they thought he was retiring?
Some.
What did 50 say?
50 had all the jokes in the world.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he had the jokes for him.
Man, don't stop.
Yeah, he's relentless, even on his own crew. If Lloyd Banks did retire tomorrow, what would his legacy be? Is he New York Rap Hall of Fame?
Underachiever.
Damn.
I personally, he'd be a mixtape. He'd be in the mixtape Hall of Fame.
The New York mixtape Hall of Fame. Let's be specific with that.
I mean, them G Unit mixtapes was nationwide though.
Were they?
I mean,
we sure about that? Lloyd Banks can rap though. It's just that
Lloyd Banks can rap his ass off.
The sound of music now.
It don't fit.
It doesn't fit him.
Too lazy.
Too slow.
He got the laziest flow probably ever.
He could write for somebody that don't be cold, though.
Man, he get him a little young cat. He find him Tekashi 12, Itachi 19.
Tekashi 21.
Man, he found him Itachi 19, a 33 Savage or something.
Yeah.
No.
All right, man, y'all check out that Lloyd Banks tape. I can't think of the name of it. It's out there, though. Shout out to that V6 mixtape, though. That shit was hard.
That was the last hard one he had.
That was the last good mixtape that I heard from Lloyd Banks. I'm going to be honest. That shit was hard. All right, y'all. It's March Madness rap label bracket time. All right. Now, we gave all of the participants. We didn't rank them yet, unless you follow us on Instagram, at On Deck TV Podcast.
We appreciate it.
Or on Twitter, same thing. But we'll give the rankings now, just in case you missed that. We got it broken down into current and throwback, 8 apiece. Let me give y'all the current rankings, man. It's top 8, 1 through 8. YMCMB is numero uno. Good Music is number 2. MMG was ranked number 3. TDE was ranked number 4. G-Unit number 5, Grand Hustle number 6, Rock Nation number 7, and Taylor Gang barely squeaked in at number 8.
And for the throwbacks, we have Bad Boy Records at number 1,
Cash
Money Records, Playboy, number 2, Rockefeller Records at number 3, number 4 is No Limit Records, number 5, Rough Riders, 6, Def Row, 7, Rap-A-Lot, and number 8 is Shady Aftermath.
Now, real quick, though, shout out to Cash Money being on both of these, though. You got to get them props,
what
dude.
What kind of problem you got with Baby?
They reinvented the shit out of themselves.
Man, you got to know it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why the Baby broke rumors and like the Star Island house going up for sale.
I never believe it.
Dude know where to keep their money, man. He know where to hide it at. Offshore, wherever he doing, Cayman Islands, however he doing it, man. Baby's a legend.
Birdman took
and
his
more
grill
games
out.
In one.
Did you peep that?
I don't believe that.
Tough.
I didn't even know he had real teeth. I would be 1 million with you.
Yep.
I ain't think Baby had teeth. Actually, he might not. That may be fake. Because I think
they don't look
real
fake, though.
Goals. They don't look like veneer. Like we said, he got a lot of money.
He can make a
lot of shit you can get done when you got a lot of money, and teeth is one of them.
All right, man. So let's give the matchups. Again, we've got them split on the two sides. We got the A side, and then we got the B side. Very simple. I'm going to go with the A side. We decided to mix up. We didn't go old versus old and new versus new. That's too easy. That's a layup. We switched it up. I'm going to give the A side matchups, man. We got the 1 versus 8. That's Bad Boy versus Taylor Gang. Then we got the 2 versus 7. That's Cash Money versus Rock Nation. Mm. Then we got 3 versus 6. That's Rockefeller versus Grand Hustle.
Grand Hustle, pimp.
Then we've got 4 versus 5. That's No Limit versus G-Unit.
That's a knockdown. Drag them out right there.
Woo. You want to start right here?
You want to let the other one go first, or you want to run this one?
Let's run this one, man.
All right.
Now, we've both got our respective picks.
Yeah, y'all print off y'all brackets and fill it out with us, who y'all pick.
We're going to go over those results on Twitter as well. But real quick, the criteria. Taking the top 5 albums from each label.
Yep.
Starting 5 versus starting 5, just like March Madness. Now, 1-8 matchup is Bad Boy versus Taylor Gang. I'm going to keep it real. This is a layup and a fucking blowout. It's not even close. It's Bad Boy. We can do the top 10 Bad Boy albums.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close. Taylor Gang barely got in the tournament. It was a play-in game.
Yeah.
It wasn't no upsets this year like that happened in the real tournament. Me yeah. too. I took Bad Boy. But apparently, we weren't the only people that took. I mean, it wasn't unanimous, I will say.
No, there was one vote online for Taylor Gang.
One vote online.
Literally, one vote. And it came from our guy, friend of the show, DJ Money Green.
Shout out Money Green, man.
He even sent us a voice memo to explain why he was the lone person
that voted for Taylor Gang.
Let's check it out.
No way Bad Boy Entertainment should make it over Taylor Gang ENT. Yes, Bad Boy has number one hits in the R&B realm, but if we're talking strictly hip-hop and rap, they only have 2. One by Young Jock, which did not reach it number one on the Hot 100. And the other one is Pop That with French Montana, which did go number one on the Hot 100. But however, it needed 3 other artists plus Diddy on the ad-libs. Man, Wiz Khalifa alone. See You Again. I won't even go to the rest. I'm just going to go See You Again. That's already 1. But I do agree. If we're talking overall and for the culture and influence, yes, Bad Boy Records has been out here, especially since the 90s. But Taylor Gang ENT, if we're talking rap and hip hop, from, you know, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J, Bands Will Make Her Dance was number one. I won't say Ty Dolla Sign, but we know that he's definitely had some number ones, probably. I'm not really sure. But, I mean, obviously, you've had Carl Thomas with Bad Boy. You've had 112 with Bad Boy. You've had Total with Bad Boy. But, yes, there's no way Bad Boy ENT should be over Taylor Gang if we're talking rap and hip hop and number one records, because Wiz Khalifa got him, I'm sorry, by himself.
All right, man, that was the homie DJ Money Green. And you know what, after listening to that,
you don't agree.
I don't agree at all, still.
Shout out to Money Green, though.
That's the guy. He made a valiant effort. Yes, Wiz has hits, Black and Yellow. That's it.
Bad Boy had hits before Wiz was born. Let's be completely honest about this.
Just for shits and giggles, I guess I'll give my Bad Boy top five. Just nah, fuck that. I'll save it for the next round. This was a blowout. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Money Green. That's my guy, though. Shout out to Money Green. All right, man. Next up, 2 vs. 7. Cash Money versus Roc Nation. Who you got?
I was kidding. You talking about a blowout? Oh my god.
It's a struggle for Roc Nation right now. Yeah, now their management group.
Yes, that's impeccable.
That's cooking. Sports, but, all that.
When you roll that starting five out against Cash Money Records for the 99-2000.
That's hurt, man. It's not even close.
They have a dominant player in 400 degrees that just nobody from Roc Nation could deal with.
If we want to be specific, Roc Nation, I would say Jay's 444. Let's not sleep on that. But yeah, then it's and Cole's 2014.
Okay. I'm two strong albums.
That's okay. Then you got Cole. Pick another one of those Coles. Maybe the first one. Then you got the Watch the Throne. Mm. I don't know. Hold on. Now, we might have slept on Roc Nation little lineup, though.
That's rough, though. That's a scrappy little lineup right there.
And then it's Jaden Smith album. You can say that's the fifth.
I don't believe that's on Roc Nation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
tough.
Rough.
So, yeah, they didn't get blown out.
Jaden, he can't guard nobody. He put Jaden Smith out there. He couldn't guard nobody, man.
They put Jaden on hell day.
Man, they had to put him on one of them old Wayne albums. He just couldn't handle it.
Nah, man. It was too much for him.
Too much sauce.
I got Cash Money advancing, too. No upset so far, man. All right. 3-6. 3 vs. 6. Number 3, Rockefeller. We got number 6, Grand Hustle. Mm. Grand Hustle, man, that 6 seed might have been high for them, dog.
Yeah, they had a good run. Other than T.I., well, Dro had the best thing smoking.
Dro had the best thing smoking. You got to count Travis Scott album, Tool Rodeo.
Okay.
Because that's on Grand Hustle as well. But the rest is all the King.
Do we have to put PSC out?
No, we do not have to do that, thankfully. They're at the end of the bench. Mm. But you got to go Trap Music, Urban Legend, King in some order.
Yeah, that's a given.
And we said this before.
It deducts if you have the same artist more than once. That's
taking points away.
With that being said, Rockefeller, you can run Jay out. You can run Sieg out.
Jay can rest.
You ain't even got to put Jay out there.
You can put early Ye out.
Oh, yeah. You can do early
Ye. Put Beans out.
You can do Diplomatic Immunity.
Stay Prop out.
Yeah, God.
You can put Come Home With Me out.
Oh, man.
So rap.
Yeah, it's over.
Sorry.
What was them old Jim Jones albums on? Was those on Rockefeller?
Probably not. No,
oh, that was on Koch.
Yeah, independent shit. Yeah, Rockefeller true. Not signing off on this shit.
Relax.
You Jim Jones' number one fan, too.
I fuck with Jim Jones.
He got one album.
Hustler's Pony.
Pony?
Diary of a Summer. No. Harlem Summer.
No.
And On My Way to Church. All three banging.
I fuck with On My Way to Church.
Banging.
And that's where it stops.
All three of them are banging.
I got to listen to that Hustler's Poem, Pomy, P-O-M-E, whatever.
Product of My Environment. That's what it meant. Hustler's Product of My Environment.
Yeah, that's trash.
P-O-M-E.
Not,
shout
not
out
Jimmy.
Jim Jones, Bird Gang.
Sorry, Jimmy. But Rockefeller moves on.
Yeah, Rockefeller moves on in my bracket as well.
All right, man, 4 and 5. It's a closer matchup
they
right here,
wavy
people.
Wavy right here.
We got No Limit at 4. We got G Unit at 5.
We ain't
got
to take your vote. We know where you going.
Because you know I'm the No Limitologist. You know where I'm going with this, nigga. It's P. Who you want to put in there? True? P? Silk? Mac? C Murder? Mia X? Mr. Clyde? Keep going.
Keep naming people we don't know. What you going to do?
They all got projects better than any of this G Unit shit.
I got 5 words. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Okay.
Ain't no limit album bigger than that album. We got the superstar on the court. And when you got a superstar on the court, anything, and we had the best player on the court, you always got a chance.
Okay.
I'm going to roll that out. A G-Unit album out. That book. That first Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
And then I'm going to roll that G-Unit the soundtrack out on you.
That's, hey, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
That soundtrack was banging.
Let's go.
Hey, Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack was banging.
Yes.
But it's not better than I'm About It soundtrack,
people.
It is
people. Not. You're
and
right.
For that reason.
It's a classic. I'm going G-Unit. I gotta go G Unit.
That's a buzzer beater then. At best.
It's only because P ain't got an album and P Day Superstar bigger than
Ghetto D?
It ain't bigger than Get Rich or Die Trying.
I mean,
don't even do that. Don't just don't do it.
If D12 would have took in the club, we wouldn't be saying
they
this.
<didn't. laughs>
Thanks, D12. Appreciate y'all. I'm going no limit.
D12 always going to come through for you.
I got no upsets in this round. You have one upset, G-Unit, taking no limit. I hope y'all got your brackets out, filling them out, y'all.
Yeah, y'all leave the y'all rap chat brackets. Y'all go to Facebook and leave that in there. Y'all leave it on Twitter and all that stuff, too.
Please do. Now, let me real quick, before we move to the B-side, let me tell y'all what people rated the A-side.
What the hell?
They had... Let me go back. Oh, of course. Bad Boy, 89%. Taylor Gang, 11%. That would be one. They had Cash Money, 58%. Rock Nation, 42%. A little closer than we gave it props. Rockefeller, 89%. Grand Hustle, 11%. Jesus.
T.I. voted for that, didn't he?
Clearly. No Limit, winning 65% over G-Unit, 35%. Very accurate, Twitter. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we are. Everybody was the same except for that they was off on that one that I picked. But
yeah.
We good.
All right, let's go to the B-side, man. What's the 1-8 matchup? What we looking like?
All right, let's roll with this B-side. We're going to let y'all know the matchups. Number 1 seed, Young Money, versus the number 8 seed, Shady Aftermath.
Talk to me.
2 versus 7, Good Music versus Rap-A-Lot. 3 versus 6, MMG. Death Row.
That's going to be A now.
That's A now. I don't know. It might be close early.
All right.
And last but not least, we got the 4-5 matchup, TDE versus Rough Riders. That's going to be a good one.
All right. So 1-8. Is there any, again?
I think these votes are going to be a little close on this one.
I agree. In March Madness, we had the 16 beating the 1 for the first time in history.
Tough.
For the first time in On Deck TV, March Madness. Rap brackets.
You got an upset?
Do we have one?
Do you? What you got?
Hell no, I got Young Money checking this.
I'm finna say, what Shady albums you got?
Shout out to Six God. let's not do Shady Aftermath any kind of way, though. Because you got to thank Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP, Dr. Dre, Chronic 2001.
Oh, okay, now you talking.
Obie Trice, Cheers.
That's banging.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but it's a sleeper, though. Everybody not on that.
Yeah, it is.
And then the rest is Eminem. Eminem Show and then Slim Shady.
That's rough. That's rough.
That's they starting five, man.
Because when you can roll Nicki, Drake, and Wayne out, like, it don't even, like,
that's not fair.
Be a rough one right there for anybody to beat.
Not as bad as you think, though, because if you got to do top five Young Money, you got to think Drake got at least two. At least.
What those Carter albums on?
Carter 3 is starting Carter 3. That will be Young Money.
Okay. Yeah. Drake got two then.
At least.
Drake got two. It's easy. I mean, what's your boy?
Who?
Tiger. Wait. Oh, that's your funny boy.
Hell nah.
All right. So, what we doing? Next matchup, 2 versus 7. Good Music versus Rap-A-Lot.
Major respect for Rap-A-Lot. Shout out Jay Prince. Shout out Jay Prince's son, who been shaking South by Southwest.
Heavy.
Yeah, he been going in on Tekashi.
With Jazz or Jay Prince Jr.?
Junior. ain't that the same person?
Nah, Jazz the youngest one, and he got another son, Jay Prince Jr.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. I think it's Jazz then. I don't know.
Jay Prince Jr. was the one that got the fighting with, well, that was in the tag, Tekashi 6ix9ine shit at the airport.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't Jazz.
Well, one of his sons was 100 niggas deep at South by South, like literally.
Ain't looking for him.
It's like he had a football team behind him, dude.
Dude, that's like they, man, I don't even know what to call. Did he show up?
I don't think he came back.
He better not.
Man, listen, he had the whole, like, Dallas behind. Like, I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, it was people all the way in the back that was hype screaming, trying to get on a little camera selfie, dude.
That's how the princes roll, man. You got to walk like this. We already know.
No smoke with that.
Listen, man.
You can't take 100 niggas. I don't care how hard you is, motherfucker.
I don't know what he was thinking, even at the airport. That's probably why he took a little second little chance, because he knew it was Jay Prince people.
That's true. With that being said, good music blows him out of the water.
That was tough.
If I had to give my Rap-A-Lot albums, you got to go Skyface, The Diary.
Yeah, Skyface got too many albums on there.
The Fix, My Homies.
Yeah.
Devin the Dude.
And Tila. It was Tila on Suave House.
Tila?
Tila was on Suave
House. Ooh, yeah, he's Suave House.
Damn.
Do or Die, Heads or Tails.
Yeah, that was on there.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. A tough little first album.
But three Skyfaces, man, that's going to be rough. We can't count the Ghetto Boys too old. Were they rap a lot?
They rap a lot.
It's too old, though.
Yeah, that's too old. Well, no, they had a Ghetto Boys Resurrection that came out. It was cool. You don't remember that with the single, The World is a Ghetto? That shit was banging.
Was it banging?
The World is a Ghetto?
I don't remember that.
Oh, man. I played that.
No.
Banging.
Nah, I don't think so.
Tough. And Bushwick Bill ripped it.
Said no one ripped ever.
It. Y'all look it up.
Is he better than Willie D?
Who?
Bushwick Bill.
They about the same. I mean, that CD cool, but I mean, Scarface clearly carries it.
Good music goes on.
Tough.
No upset there. 3-6. MMG versus Death Row. Now this is where it might get tricky. Does Death Row have five fire ass albums though?
Are you serious?
Hell yeah. What, we count Dog Pound and Lady of Rage?
Yes. We count Dog Pound. That was a banger. Alright, we got Doggy Style.
Okay.
We got
Chronic.
All Eyes on Me, The Chronic.
Yeah. Machiavelli.
I mean,
that's four right there.
Might be unbeatable.
Above the Rim soundtrack.
That's four classics, though.
That's four classics.
That's like having four LeBrons on your team, and then you just got like Muggsy Bogues playing center.
So then, okay, let's go MMG then.
All right.
Now, how many Ross is on? See, that's going to hurt them.
It's going to have more than one Ross. You got to.
So we'll say Teflon Don.
Okay.
And then you could pick God Forgives or this last one.
Okay.
Whichever one you prefer.
We can throw a Stolly in there if we like.
No, we can't throw a Stolly in there. We can throw a Meek in there, whichever one you prefer, Wins and Losses, or DC4.
DC4.
Okay, DC4. And then a Wale. I say Ambition. That album is banging.
Which one is it?
They going to film with my Ambition.
Oh, yeah. I say the album about nothing, but I digress.
And then I say MMG Self-Made Volume 1. That should go hard. That's a very slept on group album.
Give me that Gunplay.
The Gunplay was cool.
The Gunplay was banging.
It was
but I'll put that
cool.
in my five, but there's no way in hell they beating Death Row.
They got too many classics, man. Like you said, that may be Death Row's only five, but four of them are all-time
no
greats, though.
Yeah, they ain't got no depth at all, but they going to bring them hard four for you. Pause.
Man, am I going to go MMG or Death Row?
You got to go with the obvious winner here.
All right, man, that's an upset.
Tough.
Death Row with the upset.
Yep.
Last but not least, TDE at 4 versus Rough Riders at the 5.
Alright, TDE versus Rough Riders.
I already know who I'm taking in this.
Yeah, TDE is not even close.
Nah, crazy as fuck.
TDE?
Rough Riders.
I got...
You got four Kendricks,
I can
dude.
I can pick a Kendrick, a Schoolboy.
That's two.
I got a SZA album to give you.
Yeah, now we counting R&B. He had to go R&B SZA, with a small four.
I got a SZA album to give you this bang.
She's getting dog walked in the paint.
You got two Kendricks. Schoolboy, first album was banging.
Man, that oxymoron. Okay.
Yeah.
Bruh,
yeah.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
You have Kendrick, Section 80.
That
Kendrick, Good
down,
Kid,
though.
Mad City.
I got Good Kid, Mad City, and I got To Pimp a Butterfly.
No Damn or Section 80?
Neither one of them. I got Oxymoron. I
Blank
got
Face killing
SZA. And
Schoolboy Blank Face is killing that.
Better than what? Oxymoron?
Yes.
You like that better?
Man, that's bad. That Blank Face was crazy.
I like the Oxymoron better. But yeah, I mean, it'd be rough for me. You know what? I gotta go on and take Rough Riders.
Because
they had the Rough Riders, the volume, you could take a
volume
DMX,
one,
then you take an Eve,
Locks.
Then you take a Drag On. Was the Jada Kiss, was he on Def Jam or Rough Riders?
Rough Riders.
Really?
The
first
say.
Jada Kiss, I think that was on Def Jam.
Right, even so. If you don't count that,
yeah,
it's
true.
Dark and
really,
Hell is Hot
really
and Flesh on My Flesh. That's the two DMXs.
You ain't gotta put two of them.
That first kiss was on Rough Riders.
Yep.
Eve, that first Eve was on Rough Riders. That shit was
that
banging.
H2O was banging. The Dragon.
That opposite of H2O was nice, for sure.
Yeah, I got to get to Rough Riders.
And that Rough Riders Volume 1
so bad. Man, I wanted to pick TDE so bad.
Nah, they taking that L, buddy. That's an upset right there.
You're absolutely right. Last matchup, what we got?
That was the last one.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now what we can do, though, we can take it to Twitter and see what everybody else said.
What they got?
Young Money over Shady Aftermath, 57% to 43%.
Close.
Okay. Good Music, 72%. Rap-A-Lot, 28%.
Makes sense.
Death Row 68% over the number 3 MMG 32%. And then finally TDE 53% over Rough Riders 47%.
Knew that was gonna be a close one. So I mean, hey.
Yeah, that was real close. Then that was
probably
like TDE
high. People thinking Kendrick, like, you know.
Yeah, because he got Kendrick, three in there.
Because till we just broke it down, I went TDE too. So.
But them, I'm gonna tell you who blowing it for TDE. Them J, one of them J Rocks.
That
should have been good enough to
J-Rock
be
J-Rock should have been good.
That's what I'm saying.
Happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You're right.
He jacked the shot at the end.
You can't put that ab soul and J-Rock missed the game winner. That's what happened.
Hold on. Can we count Black Panther soundtrack, though? You don't really like that shit. That shit bang.
No, I do like it. I like the soundtrack. I just can't.
Can't put it against that Rough Riders Volume 1, though.
I can't put it against none of them Rough Riders. Not the first two, anyway. That third one, it kind of fell off.
Yeah,
but not
the
first
third was
too
slow.
Yeah, can't do it.
They had a fourth one, too. That's crazy.
No way.
Yeah.
Who was on now? D-Block?
Nigga, DNY's son was on that motherfucker. Hey, do us a favor. Go to Twitter. We're going to put round two up. What about Friday? We'll let people listen to this. Put it up Friday. We're going to have the votes again. Thank you for everybody who voted.
Yep.
We're going to have round two. It's going to be a lot crazier round two. Ours was pretty accurate for this go around. It's kind of hard to argue with the criteria that we laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's next, man? What's the song? Marlo? Who is it? Mello?
Hold on, man. Hold on. Don't disrespect.
Mello?
Hold on.
It's Marlo.
It's Marlo. First of all, get his name right.
Marlo Road to Riches.
That's the name of the project. The name of the song.
No, the name of the project is Ninth Ward God.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Come on, man. Know your Marlos, dude.
Ninth Ward God, my guy Marlo from right here down in the A.
Let's see what it's hitting on.
And I got a greenie tease for y'all. Something that all the On Deckers have been waiting on.
Uh-oh.
When we come back.
I was like 10 seconds from going to jail and an hour away from going to hell. Fuck that, but since I'm on the street, nigga, I'ma get on hell. Break the law, nigga acting gangster, bitch, break his jaw. Fuck the law, bitch, real foreign, nigga, fuck the call. And I stay down with my niggas, I'm never switching. Never go out bad by bitches, never hanging with them snitches. And I'm getting 10 of mine, I swear I get it. And I tell my nigga, let's get it. And my niggas know we on the road to riches, yeah. And them pussy nigga want drama on my mama, I swear I get to him. They say, nigga, you did it, so you did, dude. I smoke a nigga ass up just like a backwood. And I been eating niggas, I ain't getting food. Got a Russian AK with a switch to.
Alright, man, that was Marlo. That's Road to Riches off of that Ninth Ward God project. How you feel about that,
Marlo? I feel like the QC got this formula that they going with, and they gonna roll it out there.
He on QC?
Yes.
Okay.
From what I hear from this album, he on QC, and I think that they gonna run with it, man. They got a little formula that's working. Shout out to Lil Baby.
He sound like Lil Baby.
Shout out to Marlo.
They use the same auto-tune kit.
Hey, it's gonna work, because, I mean, we've gotten to that part where I said all the On Deckers were waiting on, and that's the booking prices.
Absolutely, man. Special shout out coming soon on that in just a second.
And one that stuck out to me was who we were just talking about.
Who that?
Lil Baby, QC's newbie. What you think Lil Baby getting the show?
I don't know. He got that banger though. I say 15.
30 racks you want Lil Baby come through the door, buddy.
Ain't no way.
30,000 for Lil Baby right now.
Ain't no way. Now, hold on, for the people that don't know, because it's been a minute since we did this, we like to go on our little email that we be getting. You know what I'm talking about? They give us the booking prices, how much it'll cost to get some of your favorite artists in your town.
Chill.
And like you said, Lil Baby is on here for 30 stacks. That's amazing.
He got the song My Dog.
That's banging.
Look at is that my drip, my swag.
That's two different songs.
Yeah,
the same
two different
song?
Songs.
Okay.
One of my drip, my swag. Look at my drip, my swag.
Right.
The other one, My Dogs.
Okay, you got two bangers then. Okay, that's fair. Now, I can see that. First of all, you totally skipped the number one name on here at the top of the list and show no respect.
This is a given.
2 Chainz is on here for 75,000 for Chainz.
You lucky you get Chainz in the door for 75. You ain't getting no other verse for that, man. Too high out here. Most expensive shit.
Are you surprised that Young Dolph is on here for 55?
You just going to skip over all that? 75 racks for 2 Chainz?
Yeah, like, we it's 2
Chainz. Man, ain't nobody paying Dolph 55,000 to show up, man. I'm sorry. I ain't hating or nothing. But like,
come sorry, on. You hating.
If you want your shit shot up, because you got to take out more security if Dolph comes.
That's true. And insurance is going to be crazy. Hard.
Yeah, come on.
Rich the Kid on here for 40. He cooking right now with that song with Kendrick.
First of all, they ain't spell his name right.
Yeah, they had Rick.
So, damn, I don't know who's getting them for 40. Who is MGK? Is that Machine?
Who is MGK?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Machine Gun Kelly.
He getting 55,000?
Maybe at like colleges. That's you know what I'm saying? He can tax the colleges. Hold on real quick. Rich the Kid is married, which I didn't know.
How old is he?
Like 25.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting married. I'm not getting married at 25. I'm be real.
Yeah, because you're past 25.
No, because I didn't like, know how to spell marriage when I was 25. Yeah, I was rough. Shaking.
Especially
it.
If I'm getting 40,000 a show.
Definitely. She put him. On, how do we know he's married? Because she put him on blast on Instagram because they say he was fucking. What's the one that just had the wax sex tape? Black China.
Oh, Rich the Kid was
tough.
Wow,
it's crazy.
I think he said that.
Really?
Yeah.
He snitched on himself?
I think he came out and said it was him in the tape.
fuck out of here.
Then another nigga was arguing with him and said, no, it's me.
Oh, my God. Tough. I wouldn't want to be that nigga in the tape.
Shout
out to Rez Deshawn on here for 20,000, man. He got it the hard way.
How much he getting?
20.
Wife and Lucci, his label mate, right? Ain't they some kind of association?
Nah, they just sound alike.
Okay. 38 racks for YFN.
I like that YFN, too. That album is very slept on.
All of these people that we've named so far have music out and are relevant, right?
Black Boy JB on here.
Wait. I'm getting to a point, though.
Okay, go ahead.
We just named 2 Chainz, Dolph. I guess Machine Gun Kelly has music out. I don't know.
I have no fucking clue.
Rich the Kid, YFN, Lucci.
Yeah.
All of them 30,000, 35,000 plus.
Yeah.
Why is Plies on here for $33,000?
Because his Instagram got more followers than everybody in his
Instagram
name.
Will keep the lights on for you. He really need a percentage. He got to give a percentage of that to Instagram.
Man, what? Because that's kept the lights on in his crib for years.
Man. Trippy Red on here for $30,000.
He's not getting $30,000.
I ain't even know. Trippy Red got a song?
He not getting $30,000, bro. I refuse.
Ugly God? 25
next.
Racks.
Next.
You give OT Genesis $30,000?
It'll never. OT Genesis. Now, he might get that overseas.
Where?
No, OT Genesis niggas be overseas. Bro, when Game was dissing Tekashi, he was performing overseas.
I could see that. So, that's Game though. Like you said, he got 8 solid albums.
Yeah, all pre-2012. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, overseas, they be behind on shit, from my understanding.
In the Congo, ain't it? Cash Dog get 20 racks, okay.
I see a Cash Dog.
I ain't mad at that. Black Boy JB, you said what?
16. How much of that is owed to Drake? Let's
before
be
that Drake came out, it was 8, right? It well, had to be.
Before that Drake came out, he wasn't on this list.
Don't do Block Boy like that. He got a little dance.
He sure got the shoe. He got
dance,
the shoe.
Yeah.
That shit was hard. I see Envy with 6,000. Let's go. Envy, I'm booking you for my shit, dog.
I
like the way you handled that shit,
I'm
B.
I'm walking off with the other 3.
Queens Village, dog. We here.
I give him 3 up front and then walk off with my other 3. Damn to say something. Walking off with my other 3. Come on. I'm going to be unprofessional just like him. Paul Greasy on here for 16,000. We played Paul Greasy on the show. I didn't know he was getting 16 racks.
He got a little song that's popping right now.
That one we played?
Yeah, probably. That's how we get down.
Who is Young Blue?
I've never heard of that nigga.
You ain't never
life.
Heard of Young Blue? He getting 12 a show?
Mike Jones on here for 4,000.
That's impossible.
Okay, wait, hold on. Here we go. Mike Jones is 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Flip is 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the throwback H-Town show for 8 stacks with them two?
You may as well burn $8,000, dude. Who coming to that? Man, hell no. Darrow on here for $4,000.
Shout out to Darrow, but no, bro.
Shout out to RL of Next. He's on here for $4,000,
Rex. Bro, RL of Next better have bought Bitcoin 5 years ago.
Wait, I was going to say Baby Jesus thinking it was Slim Jesus and say he changed his name.
Fuck no.
I don't know nobody else on this list.
I need to sing R&B because Tank on here for 45 stacks. And I can't tell the. Tank I can only know one Tank song.
No, he got
it. Is it a hit?
That When We Fuck. Then we ain't that Tank song?
What the fuck was that?
You don't know that song I'm talking about?
I swear I'm not on that.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. He got a song that be on the radio all the time. Right now, today in 2018.
I don't listen to
radio. Actually, I'm surprised that he only getting 45. Tank might can get 100,000 the show.
Man, fuck it.
I'm telling you, he is
so thankful for them 45.
Tank had a hit. He had a hit every 5 years.
He is blessed for them 45, man, dude.
You got Tank fucked up, dog. Keith, and he right too.
Keep Sweat on here for 55.
That's a bargain.
What?
Keep Sweat? I'm surprised.
Bro, he 30 years deep in the game early.
Hold on, he on here for what?
55,000? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is a bargain, though. Keith Sweat ain't getting out the bed for $50,000.
It must be nice, dog.
I don't know where he got all his money from.
Damn, it must be nice. Comedians, you doing Lil Duval for 17? Or Michael Blackson for 11? Which one would you do? If you had 20, would you do Blackson and just keep the change or Duval for 17?
Man, Lil Duval funny.
Is his stand-up funny, though?
I went once to see his stand-up. It was okay. And I don't know. Like, it seemed like it's very rare that he'll be on stand-up. But I ain't That's paying true. Michael Blackson $11,000 for nothing. I would just wouldn't feel right. You know?
Bruh Man from the Fifth Floor, 3,000?
No way. That's not his name.
I'm logging the fuck off, dude.
That's not his name on here.
No, his name is Reginald Bruh Man Ballard.
That's been
you
want
to know why they got Bruh Man? Because we don't know who the fuck Reginald Ballard is. But shout out to Bruh Man.
H-Town getting 9,000.
I don't know who that is.
H-Town? You don't know who H-Town
is?
Oh,
the R&B group.
Yeah.
Adina, you gonna sing Knockin' Boots?
Adina Howe. No, I'm not gonna sing Knockin' Boots.
No,
Adina Howe would get 6,000.
Adina Howe, big freaking though.
Chico the Boy should get 5 racks.
See, now we just naming shit. Now we just out of line. Malaya on here for 3,500 to host your shit.
Who's it? Oh, the stripper.
Tell Malaya I'm on fire. She should work tonight.
For 3,500?
Yeah.
That's kinda cheap.
I give her 2,500.
Okay, why Safari on here as a model host?
Safari gonna have your party lit though.
For 8,000. I ain't gonna lie.
He gonna shake it though.
If I got 10 racks to throw a party, I got Safari coming through to shake it.
The gals gonna come
they
out
coming
for
out for Safari.
They gonna come out for me Pause. And Safari. That's a fact.
They come out to bring you a wig.
New hair, who this? Watch when I get this hair implant. Watch.
Just don't do it, man. Just
watch.
Don't do it.
Anything
though?
Else on this list, man?
Oh, let me see.
We done ran that list dry.
Yeah, it looks pretty dry.
We naming host and shit.
Yeah, we got Genuine, 20,000. That's about it.
That's not bad for Genuine.
When Melanie Fiona, the guy that sung at Trump shit? Was that the one that sung?
Nah,
at
you talking about Chrisette Michelle?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, this nigga said Melanie Fiona.
I couldn't remember.
All right, man. First of all.
There y'all have it, the booking prices.
It's been a minute. It's been a long time, man.
Slim of 112 is on here by himself.
Damn.
$3,500.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I need the whole 112 for them 35. That's first of all.
I mean, the rest of 112 on there for 112.
Man.
$112 a piece.
I'm a six-pack.
All right, man. And special shout-out to @Reason313 on Twitter.
Your pop's on here for $5,500.
Who?
Christopher Williams.
Promises. Shit. Alright, man. Yeah, special shout out to @Reason313 on Twitter. He said, hey man, why y'all ain't done this in a minute? And I said, God damn it, you know what? You're right. We
Good
haven't
call.
Done it. Good call, bruh. We went ahead making @Reason313 On Decker of the Week.
You are the On Decker of the Week, sir. We appreciate the participation on the show and all that you've done.
Yes, 313, man, that's the D. Represent.
Shout out to D, man. He is the founder of the Uprising Network, also a proud dad and a content creator. Just read his little Twitter profile. So
I like
we appreciate that.
That,
man. On Decker of the Week.
TheUprising.tv, man. Y'all fuck with them.
Yeah, y'all go check that out.
All right, man. New music before we get Ghost. It's quiet this week, but you got plenty of shit to listen to that came out last week. You got Royce the 5'9" shit.
Did you listen to that? That
I
prime.
Did. It's some heat on there.
It's some heat on there.
I could cut the fat down by about 8 songs.
Yo, you can get lost in that Royce, man. He be rapping his ass off.
That's a fact. Did you check that Rich Homie? His debut album, 10 Years Too Late?
I don't even know who that is.
God damn, bro.
Oh, Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah.
Why was that trending?
What do you
do? Why are people now? The album was trending on Apple Music.
Maybe it's banging.
That's impossible.
Or they paid.
Well, that may be it. Who is he signed to?
That's a great question. One that I do not have the answer to.
Yeah, Rich Homie?
I'm going to give that Rich Homie a listen, though, just to do my due diligence.
All right.
It took 10 years to make it. That motherfucker might be banging.
It's crazy. This is his first debut album. That's crazy.
XXXTentacion? Question mark. I listen to that shit, and that shit is fire, nigga.
You're a fan. You like him.
He make good music.
You're a fan of his.
I am a fan. I'm a fan of his music. Not a fan of him outside the booth.
Dude, why are you ashamed of being a fan of him?
I got to clarify it.
You ain't got to clarify. You're a fan of him. You like XXXTentacion.
I don't like the shit outside the booth.
You're going to get your hair like. That's the wig you looking for. The color, the little pink and gray wig.
Listen, I grow hair. I'm coloring my shit.
Oh, my God. Fuck it. I can see you walking around with the red mohawk.
Oh, then my boy Don Q come out this week, man. Don Talk. I think he got potential.
Yeah, I'm going to check for that strong.
He be spitting. What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm going to the Ville, man. Grandma's birthday, so I'm going to pull up on the fam.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yeah, happy birthday, Grandma. Other than that, man, chillaxing. What you got up?
Man, shout out to my mom's birthday on Sunday.
Shout out Grandma Dukes, man.
Absolutely. Then my birthday, the King birthday, on Monday, goddammit.
Happy 50th, man. Your headline is doing great.
Man, I'm hitting Detroit, though. I'm going to catch a game.
Was it Pistons game?
Yeah, Pistons Lakers. New stadium. I want to check that shit out, see what it's hitting on.
They gave you them tickets for your birthday, didn't they?
I got pool. That's why the Pistons know what's up. Blake Griffin sending me them shits.
They knew you ain't going to pay for them. Why you do get to see Blake, though?
I see you, Blake.
And you get to see Zoe Ball tell cuz I said what up.
Zoe
Ball. Unk there tell him I said what up, too. What up, LeVar?
If LeVar is there, I'm fucking with him, though.
Got to
holler at LeVar. Don't nobody in Detroit know him.
Got to get you a picture with LeVar. It's Unk.
I'm chopping up business with him.
Might get you some triple B's out of it.
He can keep the shoes.
No, you need them in your life.
LeVar, I fuck with you, but you don't need to give me the shoes, though, bro.
I'm rocking them red Jello twos.
Where the Jello ones at? The fuck?
I don't know, but I'm rocking the twos.
Shout out Detroit, man. I'm going to have a good time up there.
Shout out y'all, man. Join the Rap Chat on Facebook. Join the conversation. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, On Deck TV Podcast. We appreciate y'all checking us out every week. To be the On Deck of the Week, just participate in one of those platforms.
Absolutely, man. And do us a favor. Go ahead and rate, subscribe, and comment on IG. We see the ratings. Appreciate them 5 stars. Leave a comment, too, man. It don't hurt. Just take a couple seconds.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Absolutely, man. Till next time, we out.
Cheer.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.